You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Yeah! Welcome, everybody, to FST. What a glorious day it is. Welcome to the Fantasy Sports Network. We're live on the Fantasy Sports TV Network, live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, live on YouTube, live on Twitch. Enough about where we're live. Let's meet the guys. Greggy Sussman.
Hey!
What's happening?
Hey, happy Monday.
Hey, happy Monday to you too.
Thanks, man.
Matty Mo!
We're not just live digitally today.
Sorry.
You went quickly. We're not just live digitally today either. We're live, we're live on television too.
All right, well, thanks for paying attention to the first line I said.
I'm sorry, I just did the digital part. And you went past me too quickly. Whatever. Matty Mo!
Matty Mo, what's up, man?
Oh, the bullpen's doing well here. As I walked into the studio, the sun came out, the rain stopped.
It's sunny out?
Yeah.
No. Oh, I've been in a room with no windows, I guess. Well, there are some windows. My back was to them. Matty Mo bringing the guns out today, too. How about that, Greg? It's the first time we've seen Matty in a polo shirt this season.
They are really out today.
Yeah.
You can see the veins popping out.
Yeah, look at that.
Look at that.
Ready, baby. Baseball.
Matty Mo cycling for the show.
I love it. I love it.
And of course.
If you're not cheating, you're not winning.
We are joined, as always,
John Cena agrees with you,
by our bestest friend in the whole wide world, Jake the Beast Sealer.
What's up, Mondo?
How you doing, Jake?
I'm doing good.
Jake left me a voicemail a couple days ago and referred to himself as the Beast. And even did it in the growl. I'm glad you're accepting this now, Jake.
Did you save that? Are you going to play it as an audio clip?
No, I don't save my voicemails. I barely listen to them. So I don't know. No, just up here, Jake, and right here. That's how I'll remember. Okay, no response from Jake, as is tradition. I want to start. So we got stuff to talk about today. I want to get into the Brad Ziegler situation because that's a big Yahoo article that I think a lot of people are going to be talking about and panicking.
But picked them up everywhere. Well, not Ziegler.
That's it. But which of the two? That's a tease. Let's wait. The most added, most dropped, obviously, is always a fun list to look at. On Mondays, we get into how much we spent on Fab, what we might have learned from that to help people play better fantasy baseball. And then the two-start pitcher landscape is totally torn apart. Those of us who made that choice to go with Shohei Ohtani as our one-start pitcher as opposed to a guy who's going to bat 4 or 5 days made a large mistake.
Could we just comment on how cowardly that was by MLB to cancel that game because of cold?
Because we have no choice now. You may continue. Go ahead.
No, I think that's outrageous. If there was no precipitation in the forecast, and look, I understand this is not ideal, but these are professionals. One of my friends on Twitter commented yesterday, his daughter, 12-year-old daughter, played a softball game, but MLB can't play baseball.
Does she pitch and bat, though?
Probably does.
You're probably right, yeah. Jakey, as an Ohtani owner, how upset are you that you lose Kansas City and you gain Boston as an opponent?
It's pretty upset, but you might get a two-start this week, so it'll make up for it.
Can you get a two-start out of Ohtani?
I don't see. That's the thing. You're looking. Yesterday was Kansas City, and then Sunday was possibly this upcoming Sunday was possibly Ohtani Day versus the Giants.
Before Greg makes his point, we should point out that we're talking about Shohei Ohtani. We've already mentioned how cowardly it was. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Thanks, man.
I
respond to everything you ask.
Greg was just messing around.
I'm just trying to broadcast here. So I'm taking a look now at the MLB schedule for this week. So today, Los Angeles, the Angels playing Boston, I guess tomorrow. They don't play today.
Yeah,
right?
Tomorrow's
so
the game.
Tomorrow's the game against Boston. I assume Monday was their off day. It's the only off day they have, right? So on Sunday they play the Giants, you say?
San Francisco.
Or are they gonna go skip any
Well, now they have are they at San Francisco? Tropiano. That's the question.
That's a great question.
Are they at San Francisco?
Give me one sec.
I believe so.
I don't know, man.
They are not at San Francisco.
Oh, they're
all right, no big deal.
Because if you're in San Francisco, you might as well use Ohtani to get the bat in the lineup too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So you know what? I think it's interesting. This is the one chance you may have if you start Ohtani. This is it.
Ever.
Ever.
I think the way that Tropiano pitched and Heaney pitched,
yeah,
they're probably going to stay. If they want, if they truly want to keep
right.
the six man.
But they also might like Ohtani Sundays. Like, it has a nice hashtag to it.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's a tough thing to keep every single.
It's worked.
I guess you're right.
Thank you.
Matt, did you go to the game, the Mets game on Friday?
No, I did not.
Speaking of Ohtani Sundays, they're giving away T-shirts every Friday. The Mets home games.
Mets always do
and
that.
And they look cool. But they look cool.
That's the difference. That's the change.
Did you, if you go through and look at the promotions and look at the T-shirts, they got the designs, you know, for they're cool-looking T-shirts. They're not like your typical, you know, New York Mets.
Are you going to go to Free Sock Day? The Brad Ziegler sock? Not Brad Ziegler. Jerry Blevins.
There you go. There you go.
Pass on that. It takes a lot to get me out for a promotion for a team I don't care about. Let's talk about Brad Ziegler a little bit. Speaking of which, so Brad Ziegler running into some troubles. I believe this is an Andy Behrens article on Yahoo. Right when you open up your Yahoo teams, you're going to see this. Brad Ziegler made his sixth appearance of the season for Miami on Saturday, picked up his third loss. That's not ideal. Ziegler has already allowed 10 hits and 7 runs over 6 2/3 innings. The backups, obviously, Kyle Barraclough and Drew Steckenrider.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the interesting thing is when Ziegler was very frustrated in his comments that he gave to MLB.com, saying it's getting old, making good pitches, getting the ball on the ground all day, and giving up runs every time I'm out there. It just gets old. Matt, I'm out. Let me start with you. Which of the two backups would you want? Barraclough and Steckenrider. I know Steckenrider, higher K per nine, barely. Didn't have the last year that Barraclough had, which is a bit of a letdown from 2016. Which of the two do you want?
Oh, it's Steckenrider for me. Oh, it's not close.
Never mind then.
I went and we did bid him. Me and Ricardo got him. Me and Vlad got him. The difference here is he's got like 10 strikeouts to 2. I don't trust Barraclough not to walk the park. Yes, he can strike people out, but I don't think he has the profile.
Greg, do you think that some of this defense, like this tattered and kind of patched together Miami team, has played a role in Ziegler? Like, he gets the ball on the ground, and if he's getting the ball on the ground, someone's not doing their job behind him? Or is this just, no, Ziegler shouldn't have been closed in the first place, just go home with Steckenrider?
I don't think the defense plays a part in it. You know.
I mean, it sounds like that's a little bit of, if you read the full quote, it's not as accusatory of his middle infield,
okay,
but or infield as a whole.
Right.
But, I mean, that little choice quote where he's saying, like, I'm putting the ball on the ground and it's getting through.
Right. It's not my fault. It's not my fault.
But he doesn't seem like the guy who would do that.
No, I mean, it's like, isn't that kind of like a BABIP thing, too, right? Just like unlucky where the ball's going.
Right. But, I mean, it's kind of weird to begin
Are
with.
Are you insinuating that Starling Castro hates him?
Right. Like, yeah. Right.
Yeah, like, of course I wouldn't remember. Roger Dorn. All right, so Brad Ziegler, any chance you'd want to make an attempt to buy low on Brad Ziegler, Matt?
No, you possibly could just pick him up on your waiver wire. I mean, even in 15-team leagues yesterday that are very competitive, he was available, and we chose to go the Steckenrider route. Look, you're going to have to wait. It's not going to happen overnight, but he does have, you know, strikeouts if they have a 7-game week or something like that. I just don't see the upside with Ziegler.
Jake Seeley, if you're faced with a choice between Kyle Barraclough and Drew Steckenrider, and I think this is one of those situations where you can't be like, well, what do you need? Everyone needs a closer. At all times, people want saves. What are you bidding in a $100 budget for Barraclough or Steckenrider, assuming they're both free agents?
Well, I don't know that Barraclough is for a lot of places, honestly. Barraclough was drafted in, I think, every 12-team league I was in, or so I would be surprised if he's not already owned. But if he's out there, I guess you could go for him. I'm not going to really speculate much in fab on either one of them, though, because I'd say out of a $100 budget, probably $6 or $7, because it's going to be one of those situations where it might be the wrong one anyway.
So wouldn't you say, you know, maybe if I knew the slam dunk guy was one of the two, I'd put 14 on him. Let me just go 7 and 7 and try and get both.
If it was the slam dunk guy, if it's a guaranteed closer with some good strikeouts, you got to go into the 20s.
Yeah, look,
well, that's what I'm saying. So use that $20 budget and split it between the two. Right?
Oh, then you might not. You might only get one of them. And then at that case, that's what I'm saying. I don't want one of them for $14.
The beast is playing scared.
Sorry, I don't want to waste my money on them. I spent $14 on Profar. I was much happier with that.
The thing I like about Steckenrider is last year was like 34 innings, 54 strikeouts. He's got the 10-2 strikeouts to walk right now. I just think it's him. I don't think Barraclough can not walk people.
Fair enough. I could get behind that, I guess. Let's move on to most added. Speaking of Brad Ziegler, let's move on to most added and drop players. It's going to take up a big portion of our show here.
Let's do it.
It's fun.
Is there any trivia today?
Yeah. Who do you think the most added player in ESPN leagues is?
Who's the most added in CBS, Nando?
We'll get back to that in a second, Jakey.
Jeez.
That was also very...
Why are you so annoyed?
I don't know. Who is the most added in CBS?
It's not annoyed. It's excited.
There are a lot of it. The top two players being added in CBS leagues are both Italian Americans.
That's fantastic.
Thomas Lucchese. Joey Lucchese.
Joey Lucchese. Nick Pavetta.
I'd rather have Pavetta.
And Zachy Wheeler.
Right now.
Yeah.
Rest
what, you'd rather have Pavetta than Joey Lucchese?
I don't know if, look, what he's done has been great, but I said whatever a week ago, it's basically from what I've heard from my prospect peeps, a lot of his stuff is on deception. He's throwing like 90 miles an hour. Yes, he's got the chains and the fastball. I don't really know how good that curveball is. I think it's just a little show me pitch. So how real is this 30% strikeout? Pavetta, look, I don't think either is, you know, the next coming, but I think Pavetta, you could say it was against the Reds. He's had the Marlins in there too. Yeah, I get that. But I think I put a little more trust in Pavetta.
Well, here's something interesting for you. And Jake, we'll stick with CBS for right now to make the beast happy, to keep him under wraps.
No. I just wanted to bring up Lucchese.
Do you want to say anything about him? The counter Maddie's argument that we don't know what, you know, if the rest of the league is going to catch up on this deception?
No, I want either one of them. I have both of them in a lot of my leagues.
Let me pose this question to you then. The third most added player in CBS leagues is Zach Wheeler. Lucchese went up 47%, Pavetta up 44%, and Wheeler up 43%, but Pavetta's the most owned at 81%, Lucchese's at 73%, Wheeler's all the way down at 54%. Jake, the Beast Seeley, king of all rankings, rank those three pitchers for us in preference of how you would have picked them up.
Pavetta, Lucchese, and then Wheeler. I don't know that Wheeler's definitively going to have a job for the entire season. That's the biggest problem with Wheeler.
For those of you who are watching us for the first time, Jake really likes correcting the way we pronounce names.
I was literally...
All right, no, you're looking up Lucchese now, right?
Bam!
Yes! Jake, how does that make you feel? Empty inside? Hurt?
What does it make feel?
That you are possibly mispronouncing Joey Lucchese?
I actually pronounced it both ways recently, if you didn't notice.
Jakey.
One of them was wrong!
I don't know.
Covered all his bases.
I'm assuming one of them is wrong. I don't know which one's right. I don't know if it's Lucchese or Lucchese.
I think it's Lucchese if he's old school.
I think Jake's right on the rankings. And the thing with Wheeler is, tomorrow's a big start for him versus the Braves. If he has another really good outing and he's hitting 97 and this delivery thing that they showed last week on the split screen is real, I mean, how do the Mets take him out? Make Jason Vargas be the loogie. I mean, this guy... If Wheeler's finally developing into something, I think they have to see it. But like Jake said, does he have a job? We don't know.
Greg, you know what so often happens in these cases?
It's Joey Lucchese!
All right!
You idiot, Jake!
Sorry, Jake, you're on rest of segment ban.
He's a friend of ours.
That's right. That's right. And Nick Pavetta.
He's a friend.
Don't mute Jake. We're just kidding. We love him.
I said it both ways, so I was half right.
That's true. We'll find that. So what will happen is next week when we accuse Jake of mispronouncing it, he'll find the clip where he pronounced it correctly of the two and play that for us on air. Here's what I think happens with the Mets. Greg, I think we see this happen a lot. It's not going to be Zach Wheeler versus Jason Vargas. It's like Steven Matz will have bruised something.
Sure.
And he's going to miss 2 weeks.
Matt Harvey will continue to suck.
So that's
Matt Harvey's got shoulder fatigue
Hold on. So I texted Florio this yesterday. We were putting in waiver bids in the leagues that all the BFFs own together. And Zach Wheeler out there everywhere. And I brought up the point. I go, is there a chance Matt Harvey gets pulled from the rotation for Zach Wheeler? And he goes, I don't know, man. I don't think they go that far. But if Matt Harvey continues to pitch like he is, which is not very well, why not? I mean, it's not like they have anything tied to Harvey. He's a free agent after this year. Like, what loyalty do you have to Matt Harvey at this point? You got to do at 12-2. You got to go with what is best. If Zach Wheeler's pitching better than Matt Harvey, Harvey's out of the rotation. I think it's that simple.
Maybe Harvey finds himself in the bullpen.
Maybe, right? Like, there's no loyalty here to Matt Harvey.
Maybe he could be, like, really good for, like, 2 innings.
Matt Harvey dropped.
Look at Gesellman. I mean, I know Gesellman didn't pitch great the other day, but, like, look at Gesellman and Lugo, right? They found it for 2 innings in the bullpen. I know you believe Lugo should be in the starting rotation, but nevertheless, these guys have found it in the bullpen. Maybe Harvey does, too. I don't know.
Matt Harvey dropped in 9% of leagues, down to 80% ownership. Jakey, Lucas Giolito dropped in 11% of leagues, down to 73% ownership. Which of those drops are more misguided?
No, it's Giolito, or who's the other one?
Matt Harvey.
The other one.
Oh, sorry, it's Matt Harvey versus Lucas Giolito. Who shouldn't be dropped?
I don't know. I don't think either one of them is misguided. Neither of them look that great so far. Everybody's all excited about Matt Harvey and got some of his speed back, but the speed hasn't been deceptive, and he's been hit pretty hard. He hasn't made it past the fifth inning yet.
Okay.
I agree with Jake. In your standard 12-team league, like, you don't need to own either of these guys. Like, yes, we like Giolito. We wanted him in the spring. He's done nothing. Why are you holding on to him? There's better guys out there. Nick Pivetta is a better option at this point.
All right, rank the Italians: Lucchese, Pivetta, and Giolito.
Giolito's third.
He's third. Yeah.
Right. Oh, I mean, just talking about like Giolito and everybody was excited for him and Harvey. I mean, I'd rather in a 15 team to drop both of them and pick up Michael Kopech.
Oh, you know what? Got to talk about who Nando picked up this week.
Oh boy!
In his dynasty 24 team league, who was just sitting out there.
Who might that have been, Nando?
Rusny Castillo.
Oh God!
Who
Nando,
is tearing up
on,
AAA?
Man.
I drafted him in my AL
only right now,
and I have AL. I have cut him.
but I think he's batting like 353.
But the one thing that against him,
Mookie Betts is hurt.
No, if they put him on. If they put him on the roster, I forget what happens. Like the salary wise, they go over the luxury.
They won't do that. Right.
So that's the reason why I kind of dropped him, because last year he did really well there, killing it again now. But I believe this to be true, that if he gets put on, they might go over the luxury tax.
I have a feeling Jake would have my back on this.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Jakey. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna come back. If it's okay with the beast, I'd like to go back to ESPN's Most Added. No one look during the break. Stay tuned. More coming your way after this.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Yeah! Welcome back, everybody. FST. Hope you're enjoying the show. No, I'm my Brita! Hope you're enjoying the show. You know what's crazy? I don't even need this stupid thing, this charcoal. Because I open this up and drink out of it because we have the water bubbler downstairs. So, whatever. It's just to look cool on the streets. Welcome back to FST. Greg Sussman.
Hey!
Sussmania!
What up?
Matty Mo! Matty Medica. I refuse to use your made-up nickname that I know you didn't like. Jakey, the Beast, live from Virginia Beach with us. We're very happy to be back on the Fantasy Sports TV Network.
Yeah!
I want to pick up my pen.
Okay.
But I'm not going to.
Okay.
It's calling me, which also fell in the great Brita falling of 2018.
Do you want to give a programming announcement while we're doing this?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. So, programming announcement, as Donna picks up his pen. Tomorrow on the show, FST will have a special edition that does not feature Matt Modica, that does not feature Nando DeFino, doesn't feature me either. Jake Seeley takes the lead as we set you up for draft season. We're about a week away from the NFL draft, 9 days, I believe, as of tomorrow. And Jake and Emery Hunt and somebody else.
Yeah,
right?
Jake, who's the other guy? It's Emery Hunt and Ethan?
Elliot
something?
No.
Okay.
No. And as of right now, it's happening. Elliot Crist.
Right, of course.
You're right. It's Elliot. Yeah, he's right. Elliot. No. Just remember that.
Like, so the three of them are going to have a draft special edition of FST. It's going to be awesome. Looking forward to it. So it should be fun.
For those of you who were watching last week, it is not a mock draft special. That brought the beast out pretty hardcore. Yeah. A little. He was. Remember how excited Jake was about CBS Sports Most Added? If you call it the mock draft special, it goes the other way. The pendulum swings the anger side. Let's talk ESPN Most Added.
Let's do it, man.
All right. Who wants to try and guess who the most added player in ESPN leagues is?
Did you say it was the Italians?
It was not. No pitchers, no Italians. This is a batter.
Okay.
Jake, you want first guess?
Oh, I have a guess.
Okay, go ahead. Greg, would you like first guess?
Jose Perella.
It is not Jose Perella. He is the sixth most added player in ESPN leagues.
Franchi Cordero?
Franchi Cordero did not make the list.
Wow.
Jakey?
Profar.
Not Jurickson Profar. Jurickson Profar, as we learned last week. This is a player who has multi-position eligibility. He is currently owned in 78% of leagues. He was added in 47%. Not Ben Zobrist. That's a very good guess. Well, it's an okay guess.
As Drubal Cabrera.
As Drubal Cabrera it is. We get screen check. No, Greg has got Twitter up. I don't know if that's good or bad, but you were not cheating.
Should I not follow along?
I know, I'm joking. As Drupal Cabrera, we just got word from our producer, Mike Fleury, that Josh Harrison is out for 6 weeks.
He seemed pretty angry.
He just retweeted this. He broke the same bone he broke last year. But he'll be back. He'll be out at least until the beginning of June.
Can we let our listeners know that might not have seen the news about Kevin Kiermaier?
Yeah, it's good.
13 weeks, 8 to 12. I mean, I love Kevin Kiermaier, but he seems to get it.
Every year!
He finds an injury.
Well, he's not reckless, but he's energetic outfielder, you know? It's that kind of stuff happens when you, like Bryce Harper, runs into walls and stuff.
I'm so excited for Alex Smith. I'm so excited. He's got to steal a base, though.
He's got to steal. His stolen base opportunity percentage has to get a lot better.
Absolutely.
Jakey, on the news of those two things happening, who are you investing in, if you can make some quick ads? This Josh Harrison news breaking right now. We're reporting it. Well, we're stealing someone else's news, but we're reporting their news. Who do you want to go run and grab? Is there anyone? Is there like a clear-cut guy you want to go grab on the Pirates right now?
Not on the Pirates, no. I'd say everybody we just mentioned, though. Is Drupal Cabrera would be top of the list. I'd go Profar before I went Zobrist. Zobrist is hitting hot right now, but all guys are options that you could go pick up.
Matty Mo?
Zobrist, I would want for this upcoming weekend. They're in Colorado if you do one of those short-term weeks. I mean, it's Drupal Cabrera. As long as he's healthy, he's the guy to add. I would take him over Profar. I mean, Profar, you're hoping he could be like Drupal Cabrera?
I'm trying to sneak a look at Josh Harrison's eligibility.
I mean, Colin Moran was hitting well like a week ago. I'm not really sure what his numbers were this past week. But, I mean, Malik Smith is the obvious one in Tampa that if he was still out there for some reason or somebody dropped him, you would want to add him on the hopes of 30 more steals coming your way.
Does this help David Freese at all?
I mean, even if it does, I don't think it helps you.
That's harsh. What the man once was. Let's say you were starting Josh Harrison at third base, Greggy.
Yep.
Let's say I want to do corner infield.
Okay,
how about that?
Sure.
Would you rather have Todd Frazier or Yuli Gurriel right now as his replacement? And they're owned in a lot of leagues.
Yeah.
I don't like to go this shallow, but I think they're 40-something% owned in ESPN leagues.
Frazier's playing well. Gurriel just coming back, obviously. I don't know. I'm kind of interested in Gurriel. See what we have in there. I'm kind of interested in taking that splash.
I like Yuli Gurriel.
I know you do.
Rest of the season, I don't think it's close.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. But right now,
you have to get him now. You can't wait.
It's
like Jake always says: if you pick up Todd Frazier now, you're not getting the 450 hitting Todd Frazier, right, Jake? You're gonna end up with like the 230 hitting Todd Frazier.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
450. You always pick it. Whatever it is, you're picking up at the end of the hot streak. You missed out on all the good stuff.
How about this? Joe Mauer, if I threw him in the mix, would that make it any more?
No, don't care.
What about Michael Franco?
Look, Franco's not striking out a lot.
I'll go Franco over them.
He seems to have a little different approach. He's been hot. So, I mean, you got to at least go with Franco and see if these changes are real. He's about 25 years old. Like a year ago, everybody loved him.
Yeah. And then he bottomed out. He was part of the whole hit home runs and don't hit for average anymore.
But supposedly he's changed his approach.
I mean, how often does that last?
Well,
if it works, right?
I mean, I'd rather him than Todd Frazier.
Do we not like Todd Frazier here on FST? Is he not?
He's not a friend of ours.
He's not? It doesn't work like that?
I like Todd Frazier.
Hey,
put the thumbs down.
Oh, but did you see what that guy did? He put the thumb
no,
up.
No, I didn't see that.
He got the thumb up sign now.
Really?
You can't miss that guy.
I haven't seen him. That's pretty funny.
Did you see that yodeling Walmart kid?
That kid is awesome.
Man. Jake, did you see it? The kid who's yodeling in Walmart?
Yeah. How old 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, I just saw it for the first time. My wife said, did you see all these people who are remaking the song? I'm like, what song? I don't know, man. That poor kid, like, his life is forever changed. And all he did was yodel in a Walmart.
Poor kid. Yeah. He's on television. He's been on Ellen. Like,
was he at Coachella?
You shouldn't have it. Was he at Coachella? Oh, wait. Maybe that's what she said. She saw him at, like,
I think he was there.
The kid was at Coachella.
He was on a plane to Coachella. They videotaped it.
So he didn't land? What happened? What happened at the end of the plane ride?
No, that's what the video was. The video was a lady sitting behind him, and she videotaped him singing in the seat.
See, that's what I'm talking about. You got to feel bad for that. It's just like a little 12-year-old kid who's not ready for the world to be... Like, if you listen to Carton this morning,
but Just think what he's done for yodeling.
That's the other thing. Like, how do you, people don't know yodeling exists? Like, people, they're so, like, infatuated with a little kid yodeling. Like, anyway, enough. Let's move along. I don't like this ESPN list, to be honest. Let's look at the most dropped players in ESPN leagues. Who wants to play? Well, you know what? DL, so it's not really. Like, the first player of note who's not hurt is Logan Morrison, being dropped in 14.5% of leagues. Matt, is this a good idea?
In a shallow league, yeah. I mean, in a 15-teamer, I don't think people are really going to be dropping. Maybe some will. I'm just not really a Logan Morrison guy. I know last year he hit the 40 home runs.
Yeah.
But I think that's asking a lot for him to do it again.
All right, here's a good one. Jake, owned in 68.4% of leagues right now, Ryan Zimmerman. Is that crazy? Like, should that still be like 88%? That's still Ryan Zimmerman, right?
Yeah, it should be. You can hold him on your bench. The biggest assumption here is, you know, ESPN, maybe 10, 12-team leagues being the majority, and you could see it, especially in a 10-teamer. 12-plus, though, I find it hard to drop him. The biggest thing with him has just always been health, not performance.
You know, Adam Duvall is owned in more leagues than Ryan Zimmerman in the ESPN world. Is that wrong, Greggy?
Well,
is
Adam
that right?
Duvall's been playing a lot of lately, hitting a home run because Winker's been ill.
Yeah, but Adam Duvall's also been dropped, and he's one of the top 10 most dropped players in ESPN, but he's still pacing ahead of Ryan Zimmerman. I don't know. I find that interesting. Maybe I'm a weirdo.
I tried to give you a reason.
Well, I got the reason. It's just weird to me that...
Yeah, but Scott Schebler, I think, is coming back today. I believe that. I know he was put on the DL, I think it was April 6th.
Yeah.
So he should be coming back today. I think he plays a lot when he gets back, so...
Just take us off.
How about the fifth most drop on CBS? It's the same one I dropped in labor.
All right, Jake, you can just run the show. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Jake. Why do I write rundowns? I'm just kidding, Jake. Jake,
why do I try to chime in and contribute?
No, come on, Beast. Tell us about Blake Parker.
Here you go.
Can we go to Jake's camera, please? Thank you.
What did he do?
His headphones are off.
Oh,
he's not listening anymore.
Jake, come back. We love you. He can see us, though. Jake, please come back. We're sorry. See where we come? The Beast has left the building.
He can't hear us?
All right. We'll just keep it on him all shows. Oh, you know what? As
he
punishment,
hates it.
Let's put
him on there.
We're going to put the Beast up on this TV behind us. Yeah, all right. Thank you, Greg.
Would we say that Jake is beasting right now?
I think Jake is beasting out big time right now, yeah. So that shaking you're seeing is Greg walking across our platform to get the remote control. If you bring it back here onto camera one, what we're going to do is we're going to put Jake on the FST board as punishment because he hates being on that TV because when he's not on screen, he can't look away. I would wager dollars to donuts that Jake disconnects his Skype because of this. Matt, anyway, we're talking about this. The fifth most dropped person in CBS leagues is Blake Parker, dropped in 17% of leagues down to 30% ownership. Is that notable to you for any reason?
Well, I mean... Which is Kenyon Middleton. I don't know if I'm saying his right name. Keon. But Middleton is the guy you want right now.
Right.
He has the job. He's getting it done. So
is Cam Bedrosian just totally off the map?
I think right now it's Middleton is the man. And everybody else is... Maybe Blake Parker figures it out. Last season he finished really strong. So, but I wouldn't bet on that.
I believe it's Keenan Middleton, by the way. If you guys can change the camera, just the Skype.
Yeah, you got to change the aux.
There it is.
Yeah.
Just put that on there. There we go.
Welcome back, Jakey.
So it's Keenan Middleton.
Jake's got his headset back on.
So I actually got a tweet earlier. I wanted to throw it at you guys.
You're going to have to change it. Otherwise, I'm the only thing on the TV here. So there you go.
I just wanted to... So I wanted to throw this out there. And somebody who owns Keenan Middleton, he was just like, I love this stuff. I mean, he throws really hard. The stuff looks nasty to me. Like, he has what I'm looking for in a prototypical closer. But I have too many closers, and I need a power bat. So I have Keenan Middleton, I have Keone Kayla, and I have Hunter Strickland. Which one would you trade?
Wait, we should take Jake off the TV, because he's on all the TVs. We just want him back on this one, which means whoever's working the Anycast has to put him on aux
right. And
change it to that. But for the actual, yeah. Is that right? Yeah, Jake's back behind us now.
Sure.
Okay, sorry.
That's all you need to do is just put it, yeah.
I just want to make sure.
I understand.
Uh-oh.
So, well, anyway, can somebody rank that, please?
The problem with that
is
none of those three are like a dominant closer.
Right.
So, I mean.
I think Bedrosian could be.
No, but we're talking about the guys he just mentioned.
All right.
Strickland, Keenan, and Middleton.
I thought you meant the three in L.A. Go ahead.
So, I don't know what he's getting as far as a power bat. I could see if he was like saying, I have these three guys plus Edwin Diaz. If I trade Edwin Diaz for a power, for like a top power bat. So I just don't know what kind of return you're getting.
Jake, does Middleton seem to you like the kind of guy who just pops up out of nowhere and is like, oh, great. Now this guy is going to get 35 saves, but I poo-pooed him because, you know, I like Bedrosian better, or I thought Blake Parker could get it done and take the job back?
I don't think there was any poo-pooing. As soon as this happened, about a week and a half ago, I thought Middleton was a good idea to pick up a stash because he could be the one that comes out and gets the saves. Well, there was going to be somebody here, but it still goes back to what Matt said too, is it's still Mike Socha and the fact that, you know, he have a nice stretch, go through one or two tough games, and all of a sudden he flips the switch and goes elsewhere.
Was Blake Parker the guy you're referring to before you angrily cast down your headset?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I just want to make sure that we're working off the same list, because sometimes it's
of course.
Sometimes there are different timelines, so I don't know. Anyway, this most drop list, the most intriguing guy to me in the top 15, Lewis Brinson being dropped in 12% of leagues.
I dropped him.
I mean, look, the guy's struggling a little bit, but it's not like he's out of the lineup. They just dropped him to 6.
So I think he will be out of the lineup. Martin Prado comes back. Is it this week, I believe?
So
Martin Prado is going to be the everyday third baseman. And I think you'll see Brian Anderson go to the outfield every day with the way he's playing. And I think ultimately Cameron Maben finds his way in the lineup every day also. I think Lewis Brinson might be option AAA.
I could see that. Mm-hmm. I could see it. By the way, Cubs-Cardinals postponed. Thanks for that, Mike Florio. My magic papers are telling me that Cubs-Cardinals have been postponed. If Lewis Brinson does get option, Matt, and you're talking to like a 15-team, let's just talk the Tout War setup. Do you hold on to him? Is that the kind of Keon Broxton come back with a vengeance a couple years ago type?
No, Keon Broxton, speaking of him, is doing well in the minors.
He is.
Still bases and home runs. So if a Brewer does go...
At some point, they have to trade him for a pitcher, right? Like at some point, they have to. Sorry for interrupting.
But, I'm not holding on to... who's the guy we're talking about from the Marlins?
Lewis Brinson.
Brinson. I'm not going to hold on to Brinson. I mean, I did bid overly aggressive on Gabler Torres, but that's a different player, in my opinion. And Torres is going to have like second and third base eligibility at some point.
You know, I'd like you and Jake to talk about this a little bit, this Gleyber Torres bid, because I feel like you're both very aggressive and like get that guy first kind of bidders. Mm-hmm. And you did it with Gleyber Torres, and you were kind of like remarking that I don't know why more people weren't on Gleyber Torres. I think I overbid on him. And Jake just mentioned like a couple weeks ago he was picking up Kenyon Middleton, however we've decided to pronounce his name. Jake, if you were playing in the NFBC leagues with Matt, would you have made some speculative pickup of Gleyber Torres?
Yeah, absolutely. It looks like he's about to get called up at least within next week or two. I mean, all these guys, the deadline's gone. All these guys, Nick Senzel, all the rest of them, the opportunity is here where they've already made it past their point. Acuna's not hitting at all. That's the only reason he isn't up this past weekend like he was supposed to be. So, this is the time. If you wait 2 weeks and you miss the call-up, I mean, what was the point of waiting? Like, it goes back to the fantasy football argument I always make. What's the point of having Greg Jennings on your bench and you're never going to start the guy?
That's how I play, actually. Jake, you got to come up with a term for that.
It's Greg Jennings theory.
I did. It was the Greg Jennings rule.
That's just it.
Although he's a really nice guy.
We got to come up with an acronym for that. Because, he's one of the few that hasn't blocked you on Twitter. Matt, how much did you bid on Gleyber Torres, and what was the second highest?
It started at 113.
All right.
Then I went to 154. Right. Then I closed it out at 171.
Was this a you and Vaccaro team or you and
Vlad
team? No,
this was a solo team.
Oh, so just you in your own head.
Yeah, this is an auction championship my Vegas won. In New York, I drafted him, and he's on my bench. And I think the next bid was like $7.
But you got to feel good. I mean, you still, I think.
I got my guys.
It's
so
not like you, it's not like you spent $600 on Gleyber Torres, which in 2 weeks you might have had to.
Gleyber Torres, say, came up tomorrow.
Yeah.
He's probably going for at least double that to $500. So
that's what I'm saying. So you still got him at it, even though you outthought yourself.
I outthought myself. Well, I'll be basing it off. I know in one of the 12-team leagues that I'm in with Chris Liss, like a week or so ago, he bid $199 on Nick Senzel. So I was trying to, find a happy medium.
That's smart research.
Yeah, it makes sense. You should always try to do that when you're bidding on people. I'll get more into that when we come back.
Greg and I, we're in a league together. We're going to talk about our bids because Dan and I got shut out of our top picks again. We'll be right back with more Matt, Greg, and the Beast after this.
Our Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money and lots of it by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
You can see that.
Welcome back, everybody. Yeah. The Beast disconnected himself out of anger. He'll be back.
The Beast took his ball and went home.
The Beast can't stay off air for too long. Or it turns into a mere mortal again. Welcome back to FST. Greg Sussman. Matty Moe. A bunch of color bars that represent the Beast, Jake Seeley. Angry that we aren't using his... Wait, there we go. Now we got the little Eggman from Skype. Jakey's back. Yay! All right, Greg, we are, for those of you watching or listening for the first time, we are live on YouTube.
Yep.
It includes the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
Any activity? Anyone asking some fun questions there that we can help out with?
Yeah, people asking some questions for Jake. Jake, Matt, I get Robbie Ray, and I give up Gleyber Torres and Josh Hader and minor leaguer Jay Ortiz. Is that worth it? I assume this is a keeper league.
Josh Hader.
Gleyber Torres.
Gleyber Torres and Jay Ortiz.
For Robbie Ray.
Now, if I'm playing long-term, I'm keeping those guys. If I have a chance to win, if I'm, like, one of the best teams out of the gate and I'm pretty solid, I need a pitcher, I could do it. I maybe want somebody different than Robbie Ray. I know the strikeouts will eventually be there. I don't know. I don't believe a sub-3 ERA is coming.
Jake, what do you think? No, we don't have Jake.
Also on the help.
There it is.
There we go. Sorry, Jake, would you say we missed you for a second there?
I said pass. I don't do dynasty baseball, so I can't help.
This is why we love the Beast so much.
Yeah, I mean, I just wouldn't want to trade Gleyber Torres, who's one of the best prospects out there. Josh Hader, who is just lights out. I mean, the guy's got a 65% strikeout percentage. And I forget who the other person was. So
Ray Ortiz.
Yeah, I don't even know who the other guy was.
Yeah, I don't know.
So.
No, all right, well, then I guess that's a no. Any more questions, Greggy?
Well, I wanted to comment on Matt's point from before about like knowing how much to bid and trying to figure out the bid he was going to put in on Gleyber Torres.
Yeah. You know,
Frank's really good at that. At looking back, all right, last week, the best free agent starter, whoever that was, went for X. And we want, let's say, Joey Lucchese this week. We probably should bid around that number because for whatever reason, in that particular league, and every league's different, we can't exactly use one league to compare to another because it's totally different. And so in this league, when this guy went for X, we need to bid something similar on Joey Lucchese, and I think that's kind of what we did.
Joey Lucchese. There we go.
There you go.
Joey Lucchese. Love him, Jake. Jake, can you give us a quick stroll through your bids this week, what you did, who you ended up with?
I'll get our league up now. How's that?
What?
I'll get the GDD league up.
All right, get that up. In the meantime, Jakey, did anyone break your heart? Did, you know, like, Derek Carty outbid you on someone?
No, I'm not even in a league with Derek Carty.
Why aren't you a lawyer?
Hey.
Why didn't you become a lawyer, Jake?
Because I don't want to be a lawyer.
He would be a great British parliamentarian who stands up and, like, breaks down someone's argument. Anyway, sorry, Jake. Continue.
Well, no, it gave me time to look up something that I didn't know you were going to ask for because it wasn't in the rundown. So, the top bids that I had in labor, I did Profar for 14, and then I threw a buck on Norris, Ottavino, Gazelman, and Tucker, which is fine because I wouldn't have gotten any of them for a buck. And I got Profar for 14. Next closest was 6, surprisingly.
Jake, what's your closer situation? It sounds like you're going after Ottavino maybe for backup saves, or are you just in that, I'll take any saves I can get for cheap?
It's a 15-team league. It's not even the saves. It's just more so the ratio. And my closer situation isn't that great anyway. I've got every single problematic closer that there is because I have Ken Giles, Alex Colome, and I had Blake Parker before I dropped them. So the only good one I have right now is nobody.
Giles and Colome, Matty Moe, who do you think's got a better shot of having 30 saves when the season's over?
I'd rather have Giles.
Really?
If I had to go with the two. The skills are just much better. And maybe Houston, you know, in April and October – Kevin Giles is just terrible. So maybe after this month and he gets the chance again, I think their team is better when he's right and he's closing.
Right.
But they don't need to do that. Colomé's skills were not good last year. Just an interesting fun fact on Adam Ottavino.
Yes.
He has actually a slightly higher strikeout percentage than Josh Hader, but Josh Hader has faced like 8 or 9 more batters.
And his last name, not a palindrome.
No, it's not.
Greg, yes, in the GDD league that we play, the Gotham Diamond District League.
Yes, sir.
Fun league, a lot of good people in it, including frequent BFF guest Jen Piacenti.
Yep.
Rick Wolf is in it. Joe Sheehan used to be in it. Dane and I own a team. Where are you? You're not.
I was invited. I was in Vegas.
Joe Pizzapia in it as well.
Joe Pizzapia is in it. Mm-hmm.
Tim Heaney. I don't know if you said him or not.
Tim Heaney, no. We didn't say him yet. Mm-hmm.
Adam Ronis is in it.
Does Joe I think we named enough. Does Joe Pizzapia have Garrett Cole on that team? Which he said he had him everywhere.
I will look in a moment.
We can't just fact check Pizzapia without him here. All right, Greggy, tell us what happened in the GDD league.
So the guy,
tell us in the top of Jake's hat, what happened in the GDD league.
So Zach Wheeler was.
Oh, we're kidding, Jake. Don't give us that net. Smile for us, Jakey.
So out of $100, $100 budget, and Zach Wheeler was the most expensive player taken this week. How much do you think he went for, Matt Modica?
$8.
$8, Jakey.
Oh, I didn't hear who you said.
Zach Wheeler.
I don't know. $6.
All right, $6. So Nando was the second highest bid at $5.
Blood orange.
He went for 18.
18?
And there's nothing in between,
see,
right?
No.
No.
That's, look, like I said, if everything from that first start, translate and all that, he still might not even have a job, like Jake said. I think Matt Harvey is going to find his way out of that rotation, maybe in another month. But that's a lot to put on.
So I find this interesting. We got Jerickson Profar for $7 out of 100. We bid 7. We tied somebody to get also at 7. So like, that's a perfect bid. We did it. It's awesome. Not bid it.
No. Our offense is in pretty good shape. We didn't want to mess with that. We need
pitchers. It's Jerickson Profar.
Look, man, I'm not going to spend $7 on him. When I could have spent $1 a couple weeks ago.
That's great.
And also, I got to consult with Dane. And also, we were both traveling yesterday.
Okay.
So I didn't really get a hard good look at it. I just sorted pitchers by strikeouts, to be honest.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what we needed.
So let's blame Dane for the no jerk.
Well, no, Dane was coming back from Atlantic City. Can't blame Dane.
I think that's exactly right.
Yeah, he also didn't have a really good hard chance to look at things.
So then it's Nando's fault.
We wound up bidding $16 on Joey Lucchese. We got him for that $16. Spent a lot of money this week. The second highest bid was 11, so I don't feel that bad about that.
I did put a bid in for Joey. It was 117.
Okay, but so that's kind of comparative.
He went for much more. I forget what it was.
But I feel pretty good about that $16 bid then. That's okay.
He was, where available, people paid up.
Another name, we haven't mentioned him on the show yet today. He went for $8, and that's Tyson Ross.
Oh, no, pass. Jake, you Tyson Ross guy?
I looked for him in a lot of the leagues. He's already picked up. I'll take him and I'll play matchups. I was on him for last year when he was coming back.
So was I.
To get the strength back.
Yeah, I wasn't on him last year, but I mean, this year, from what we've gotten to see, he's back in San Diego. I mean, I would put a couple of dollars on him.
It's a 15-team league. I'm surprised he was floating around, especially because you could have just grabbed him in the reserve draft and DL'd him immediately, right? Or no?
Say it again?
Tyson Ross, you could have just DL'd him immediately, right?
Not this year. I don't think he was on the DL this year.
He wasn't?
I don't think so.
No, maybe right.
Last year he was on the DL for obviously
I forget
of the
these
year.
Things. Yeah. I just assumed they DL'd him early and then brought him back slowly. Maybe I'm wrong. By the way, one of the most added guys in the CBS leagues, Franchi Cordero made the list.
I mean, he should. I mean, look, it depends. If you're playing in a 10-team league, you don't need to be adding Franchi Cordero.
Yet?
I don't know. I kind of think he's like Zach Wheeler.
How do you mean by that, Jake? Like he's going to lose his playing time or take the shot on the skill and think he's going to stick around?
Like, I don't know that he's going to get the playing time to stick around once everybody's healthy again.
I would see it like this. I think Perella, he's not coming out, but I think he could possibly move to second base. Right. And if that's the case, that's where they'll fit everybody in. Hunter Renfroe just isn't hitting. His skill set is not an attractive one in today's MLB.
You're talking about Renfroe or Franchi Cordero?
I'm talking about Renfroe. Okay. Still. I mean, Cordero has, pop, speed. He can play defense. So he has all of that. Perella, you know, they really like him as well, so they want to keep his bat in there. I know Will Myers is starting to do activities and stuff, but that injury just really scares the hell out of me.
Yeah. Let's very quickly say goodbye to everyone who's watching us live on the digital networks, YouTube, Twitch, wherever, Periscope. We're sticking around. We're still going to be live on the Fantasy Sports TV Network. We're still live on radio. But we'd like to say goodbye to our friends, especially those in the YouTube chat room. Shout out Jim Ross, probably Leland Taglieri, another Joey Lucchese owner.
Of course.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody. 2 p.m., Fantasy Best Friends Forever goes live with Greggy, Mike Florio, and Frankie Stanfill. Continuing on, and now that they're gone, continuing on with our real friends.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Jakey. Austin Barnes dropped in 13% of leagues. We talked about him a little bit. But, I mean, Yasmani Grandal has emerged. I think right at the end of spring training, like with about a week to go, Dave Roberts was saying, so like, yeah, Grandal's going to play more. And that was like the first mass exodus of Austin Barnes. Is this second mass exodus, is that also some misplaced droppage of Austin Barnes? Or should you be dropping him?
No, this is correct. You shouldn't be dropping him because you never should have picked him up in the first place. I tried to say that from day one. He wasn't going to get the playing time. I don't understand why everybody was even drafting Austin Barnes.
Matt Emil, you seem like an Austin Barnes kind of guy.
I do like him, but I don't. Until, like, Grandal doesn't hit, I think he was batting third yesterday. So, I mean, Grandal's entrenched, and I guess, like, Barnes is getting maybe that one start during the week and that Sunday afternoon start, something like that. So, you really can't hold on to him.
Greg, one of the most added players across all three platforms, ESPN, Yahoo, and CBS, is Jed Lowry.
Yeah.
I mean, Jed Lowry is going nuts. He's added, Yahoo doesn't give you the numbers, the percentage numbers, but he's been added 9,137 leagues. He's the third most added player.
Did he homer yesterday?
He's got four homers.
I believe he did, yes.
He's the fifth most added player in CBS leagues, added in 38% of leagues. And ESPN, he's the second most added player, added in 36.1% of leagues. Haven't we played this game before where we add Jed Lowry in droves and then he gets hurt or slumps?
But is there anything wrong with that, though, right? Like you pick up a guy that's hot, you ride the wave, and you drop him. But I don't think there's anything wrong with picking up a guy and not expecting to hold on to him for the whole season.
I guess it depends on who you drop for Jed Lowry.
Right, exactly. Like, some of the guys that we've mentioned on today's show, like Lewis Brinson, I'm sorry, he's not hitting. I'm going to drop him. Jed Lowry's hot.
Jake, I know I have to paint this exact picture for you to answer the question in the way that we want
you
to answer.
You already missed out on the hot streak. Lowry never hit more than 15 or 16 home runs. I want nothing to do with him.
Okay, so would you
drop Lewis Brinson for him in a 12-team league?
Wait, so that logic's not fair. So when Yonder Alonso hit like 6 home runs in a week last year,
yeah,
Jake had the same logic, right? Like, don't pick him up. He's already hit all the home runs. He's done. And he went on to hit like another 15 home runs that year.
Can you look at Jake?
And I'll miss out on the one of the 100 guys who does that.
Jed Lowry was top 10 in his position last year, according to Mike Florio, in points leagues. Late of Is Mike Florio Lying?
Yeah, in points leagues.
Which he wiggled his way out of pretty.
For his 14, 15 home runs.
He's like, he's good.
It happens to one out of 50 players. That's the anomaly is Yonder Alonso. And Yonder Alonso also made a change in his approach.
All right, let me do this. Well,
in a 15-team league, as my middle infielder, I would love to have Jed Lowry right now. He's going to get hurt and all that, but for now.
All right, would you rather have Chris Owings or Jed Lowry, Matt?
Chris Owings.
Jake,
Chris Owings is my guy.
Chris Owings or Jed Lowry?
Where's Chris Owings going to play? Jed Lowry.
Would you? Okay, I see what you're saying. Not on your fantasy team, but overall. Greg, would you rather have Eric Thames or Jed Lowry? Let's just say we're talking utility spot, and let's do a 15-team league. I'm just going down players who have
been. I'm
going
to go with Jed Lowry.
Jakey?
That's two different. It depends.
Why do we even bother asking? Matty Moe, would you drop Matt Harvey to get Jed Lowry if he's out on the waiver wire? Harvey's just a bench pitcher for you.
If I need that middle infielder, sure. I mean, if you have like Colton Wong or somebody like that in your middle infield right now, I want Jed Lowry.
Jake, if you have Asdrubal Cabrera and Jed Lowry sitting in front of you on your waiver wire right now, which one do you pick up?
Asdrubal Cabrera, not even close.
Not even close? All right, fair enough.
No.
I mean,
I'm with Jake on that.
That's why we ask these questions. Jake, would you rather have Dansby Swanson or Asdrubal Cabrera as your middle infielder in a 12-team roto league?
They're about the same. If I'm shooting for more upside, I'll take Swanson, but Asdrubal Cabrera is still the better one.
Is Swanson more upside, Matt?
Probably. I mean, and I think at some point, as Drubal does get banged up through the year, what is he now, 34, 35? You know, father time catches up to you.
Fair enough. Greg, Yuli Gurriel or Jed Lowry as your utility? Who would you rather own?
Ooh. I'd rather own Yuli Gurriel.
Yep.
For the rest of the year, yeah.
All right. Even after your impassioned defense of Jed Lowry?
Listen, I like Jed Lowry. Florio was on him more than anybody else this spring. I laughed at it. I had the same reaction Jake basically did. And all Jed Lowry's done is hit this year. Why shouldn't I buy that?
Matty Mo, a lot of people were dropping Randall Grichuk. Is that a safe, like, for anyone is at this point?
I mean, in a 12-team league, I'd be dropping him. I mean, even in 15-team leagues, I know some people are either at the point or probably have dropped him. There is power potential. But you wonder what Randall Grichuk... Paul DeJong of the Cardinals is everything we wanted Randall Grichuk to be and never was.
I like how that was put. Jake, Taiwan Walker with a forearm strain. I wanted to get to him before we end the show. Scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most worried. How worried are you? And do you think in 2 weeks we'll have this? He needs Tommy John. That's it.
I'm not worried because I don't own him. Because this is the thing with Taiwan Walker. Guy gets hurt every damn year. He's annoying as hell. This is why I don't own him. But if you own him, good for you. 8, 9, worry scale, you're probably done using him.
Greg's been shuffling a deck of cards this entire show, by the way.
I'm behind the computer and nobody can see it.
I know, but I look over and I'm like, Greg's shuffling cards.
Is that right? Is it distracting?
Well, no.
I can't hear it.
I think that's Craig Carton's magic deck.
It's not on his rundown. Don't.
Well, all right. So the rundown, I just pasted a bunch of stuff. I'm sorry I didn't get the rundown in time. By the way, tomorrow we don't really need a rundown because
Jake better have a rundown tomorrow.
Jakey, the NFL not mock draft special.
If it works, we'll see. One of you might have to be in backup.
Jake, I wish you'd do speedtest.net. Come on. For all of us here.
I just said to you, it's not me.
It's you. It's definitely Jake. It's definitely Jake. That's how we all feel here. The staff took a vote, and everyone said it's Jake. It's his internet.
The eyes have it.
Yeah. Those blue eyes. And this whole restaurant. You can't see it. We're live in a restaurant right now. Everyone eating in the restaurant is just pressed up against
no
the glass.
Blue Jays game, by the way.
I would assume there's potentially no games at all.
Yeah.
Six games were postponed yesterday.
Blue Jays, they have a dome. Ice fell through the roof.
Oh, that's crazy. But yeah. I guess that happens.
That is crazy.
Did you ever stay in that hotel, Matt?
I did.
It was great. Isn't it?
Did it like around the year 2000. I was in Barry Zito. I was pitching that next day.
Did you have a room that looked at the field?
Yep. It was right field.
I did that once.
I went to the Bills and Titans Sunday night opener.
I was in left. I brought Shawnee McCormick and Andrew Reed. We got some beers. We sat there. It was like a luxury box. Anyway, we guts to go.
Let's do it.
For Greg Sussman, the Mad Shuffler. For Matt Medica. And for Jake, the Beast Sealy. We'll see you tomorrow. Actually, we won't. Jake will.